What I do in the book is I tell the story of a doubt that Darwin had about the adequacy of his own theory. He never really doubted that his theory was true, but he doubted that the theory could explain all the evidence. In fact, he knew it couldn't, and it troubled him. And the key piece of evidence that he knew he couldn't explain was the origin of these Cambrian animals that appeared abruptly or suddenly in the geological column all around the world. And it was the first complex or animals arose without any evidence of a gradual evolutionary unfolding from simpler forms of life. And this troubled Darwin, and he acknowledged that this was a valid argument against his theory. And he thought it would eventually be resolved as new fossils were found and that the gaps were filled in. But what's happened is actually the opposite. As we found more fossils, the gaps have become more pronounced. New forms of Cambrian animal life have emerged, and they in turn have been revealed to lack ancestral forms in the lower strata. So you have this fossil problem, what I call in the book the mystery of the missing fossils, but there's also a deeper problem. And in the book, what I do is I tell the mystery of the Cambrian explosion. I tell the story of the mystery of the Cambrian explosion and what's become of it. And I bring it up to date and show that the mystery has become much more acute, and it's actually now illustrative of a major crisis in evolutionary theory. And that crisis is the origin of animal form. How do we build these complex forms of animal life? And that's really the second mystery, which is the engineering mystery. How would the evolutionary process build animals this complex in the time allowed, especially given what we now know about the centrality, the absolute importance of digital code stored in DNA for building animals at all? We've got to have, just as in modern computer science, you've got to have new code to give your computer a new function. It turns out that to build a new form of life, you have to have lots of code, lots of information stored in DNA and other places in order to build a new form of animal life. And that's the key question. Where does all that information come from? In the latter part of the book, I argue that the best explanation for the origin of that information is actually intelligence. It's mind, not an undirected material process. And the reason for that is our knowledge of cause and effect. What we know from our experience is that it always takes a mind to generate information. Bill Gates has said that DNA is like a software program, only much more complex than any we've ever created. What we know from experience is that it takes a programmer to build a program. Indeed, whenever we find information, in whatever form we find it, whether we look at a hieroglyphic inscription or a paragraph in a book or a section of computer code or even information embedded in a radio signal, whenever we find information and trace it back to its source, we always come to a mind, not a material process. So I argue in Darwin's Doubt and in my earlier book, Signature in the Cell, that the infusions of information that we see in the history of life are actually providing decisive evidence of the activity of a designing intelligence in the history of life, that we don't just have the appearance of design, but we have evidence of actual intelligent design in the living world.